This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Today we are joined in studio by local indie artist Maya Nguyen. Based in Gresham, Maya has captivated listeners with her impressive sound, but is also the vocalist for the band Envy of None, which we will talk about with her too. Her latest solo record, Out of the Dark, dropped last November, and early this year, Envy of the None also released their second album. You can catch her live at Music Millennium's 32nd Annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue event tomorrow at 1 p.m. Hi, Maya. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, we're really glad you're here, first of all. For listeners who aren't familiar with you, can you tell us about yourself and your music?
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. I dabble in a lot of different genres. My solo music is softer. A lot of people call it kind of ethereal or haunting.
Yeah.
Little hints of rock sometimes, or folk. And then my band is sort of alternative, dark, almost grungy rock. It's kind of, you know, spans the gamut of things.
Yeah. I love your sound. I was listening to you last night after I listened to that new Ethel Kane record. And man,
oh my gosh.
I love that new Ethel Kane album.
So good.
Yeah. Well, we were wondering, what drove you to start creating music in the first place?
I think it was just an outlet that I always had from a young age. I started learning piano when I was like 3 years old, and some of my earliest memories are just kind of coming back to the piano, and especially after a long day at school, just sit and play and improvise. And there's something so deeply personal about that process, and just like I've never been very good at like being super in touch with how I feel until I sit down at a piano or with an instrument. And then something about that process has always helped me kind of just process my thoughts and my feelings. And I think it just feels so innate to who I am that it felt really natural to kind of pursue that.
That's a really cool feeling, I bet. Do you remember the first song that you finished? How did you feel then when you finished it? And how do you feel about your early work now?
The first song I wrote with words, I think I was 13, maybe even younger, and it was actually on the guitar, and it was a love song, and I think it was pretty cheesy. I feel the same way about that as I do when I find like old diary entries from around that age, where you kind of like a little cringy, a little embarrassing, but it's like it's an important part of the process. And you know, it's sometimes I'll look back on old recordings and think, wow, you know, this was actually really, really good for how old I was. And then other times it's like, oh my gosh, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever listened to, and nobody needs to hear it.
That's how I feel about like a lot of the stuff I do, just generally.
It's always a mix.
Well, a lot of folks are starting to discover you now as the lead singer of the newer band called Envy of None, that features a guitarist from the band Rush. And a lot of KBPS listeners are huge fans of Rush. Yeah. So tell us about the story of how you impressed the guitarist of Rush so much that they decided to bring you on board as their lead singer. Sounds like a young musician's dream come true, am I right?
It was really incredible. It was very serendipitous. Like, I lived in Montana for a long time, and I entered this song contest. And I actually ended up winning the cover song contest, and through that became connected with Andy Curran, who worked with Alex for a very long time and was actually part of his management team. And I started working on some music with Andy, and then one day he called me and was like, hey, so I showed some of our songs to Alex. Do you know the band Rush? And it was like my heart stopped. Like, I had no idea how the connection even happened. I didn't know as much about Andy's career at that point as I do now, and so it was such a surprise to me. And I remember I was sitting in the parking lot of like my doctor's office when I got that phone call, because like every time I drive by that same area now, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's the place where it happened, where it just felt like everything changed. And I had this amazing opportunity, and it just blossomed from there. Alex is such an incredible person, and like, it's been such a dream to work with him.
Yeah, it sounds like a dream come true, if I'm being honest. But what are some differences between making music in a band and making music as a solo artist?
It's a very different process. I think solo music is nice because I kind of like, I get to call the shots and do whatever I want, and I can be crazy and try out different things, and it's just kind of my own thing. But it's really, really nice to work with a group, especially with such talented musicians. You know, I could never do the things that Alex does with his guitar. It's just incredible, and having everything elevated with such seasoned musicians, it's just so amazing to get that chance. And I feel like I grow every time I work with them, both as a songwriter, and it challenges me in new ways because it's different, a different genre than I normally do on my own as well. So I just feel like it's really helped me grow both as a musician and as a songwriter.
Yeah, I can kind of relate, you know, working as a team. Sometimes I have like a vision and it doesn't go according to plan. And that's kind of what I like about working solo sometimes too. But when you work as a team, you know, it challenges you to think in different ways. And that comes out with sometimes a really good product, like even a better product than doing it alone.
Exactly. It never goes as planned. And that's the great part about it.
Yeah, 1,000%. But you did mention to us before the interview that you wanted to play one of your new songs. Would you like to play for us,
Mai? I would love to do that.
That'd be great. Would you like?
Awesome.
Hi. Well, yeah, this is Mai Wayne.
Mai Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
This is exciting. So yes, tell us a little bit, like, what's this song called?
Yeah, what do you really want to play for?
This is called Nothing Stays the Same, and it's actually brand new. We'll see if you can hear both my voice and the guitar here. Stays the same, even if I never change, the world would keep on spinning round and round, and I would never stay. Changes its shape, it may transform and it may run away, but nothing ever loses its way.
That was beautiful.
I
loved that. That was great. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Well, for anyone who's just tuning in, we are talking to music artist Mai Wayne, who's performing at Music Millennium's 32nd Annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue event tomorrow at 1 p.m. We are Summer Sound 2025. Maya, tell us about the song we just heard. What musical influences have inspired you and your songwriting?
Thank you. It's a brand new song. I just wrote it, I think, last week. And Norah Jones has actually been such a big influence on me for my entire life. And it's probably the most Norah Jones song I've ever written. And it's funny because most of the time I talk about Norah Jones, people are like, oh, I wasn't expecting to hear that. But then when I posted a little clip of this the other week on my social media, there's so many comments that were like, oh, I'm totally hearing the Norah Jones thing now. And she's just such a huge inspiration for me vocally. I just love her so much. So
she's great. I can definitely hear it too. But I mean, I've been dying to talk about this one all day since I drafted some of my questions. Let's talk about the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
We've discovered your ongoing series of projects, Songs from Lucy Graybard, which features songs from a key character in the Hunger Games franchise, specifically Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That's my favorite one.
Yes,
I love the Hunger
so
Games. It's my favorite book series. I love the movies too. Are you a Hunger? Clearly, you're a Hunger Games fan. How'd you get into the Hunger Games? Really,
honestly, it's just such a good book. I remember reading it as a teenager and just like feeling so engrossed in the story. And there's just so many direct metaphors for our mm-hmm. world right now, and it's just so easy to get into, and it just kind of sucks you into the story and the world of Penem. And I, when they came out with The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the book, a few years ago, I was reading it and just kept seeing all of these songs that were just lyrics. And I was like, oh, I'm hearing all these melodies. I have to record some mm-hmm. of these ideas I have. And I posted one and it started to go viral. And then it became like thousands of comments from people asking for all of the other songs, and I was like, okay, well, I've got to do it now. I've just got to keep recording these songs. And for a window of time before the movie came out, I became sort of the stand-in Lucy Gray, which was such an amazing experience.
It's like an honor.
It was such an honor. And like the Hunger Games fandom is just so incredible, and all of those people are so just like the most supportive, intelligent, kind people. And like I was getting fan mail from these like kids all around the world, and like people in like Sweden, and somebody crocheted me like a little whale.
That's
and
so
I got
sweet.
Like fan art, and it was like just a little taste of what it's like to like be a famous person, and it was just like the coolest experience ever.
Sounds great. Yeah, but I also wanted to know a few more things. Have you read Suzanne Collins' new edition of the franchise? Have you read Sunrise on the Reaping?
I am part of the way through it. I'm working on arrangements for that book, and so as soon as I came across the first song, I was like, okay, I'm gonna finish the song before I move on through the rest of the book. But I just know it's gonna break my heart.
I can't wait to hear that. I mean, I loved the book. I read it all the way through. It's great. I love Haymitch's story. He's one of my favorite characters.
He's so good.
what do you think's your favorite Hunger Games book or story, really?
I mean, right now I have to say Ballad, but I don't know, Catching Fire is also so good. They're all, honestly, there's something good about all of them, but like I have just such a deep emotional attachment to Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes now.
Yeah, I really flip-flop to Catching Fire and Songbirds too. I love the Catching Fire, like the arena, like the little clock, like that's crazy. But what do you think your favorite song is from the Hunger Games franchise?
Oh,
there's a lot of them to go
there's
off.
There's so many
of,
good ones.
Yeah.
One that didn't make it into the film that I like a lot is Sell You for a Song. And that was one of the arrangements that I did that I felt really proud of specifically. But as far as like in the movie, Piers the Driven Snow is so good. Her kind of main ballad that she does is also really good.
The one you left in the reaping? Like she was like on them.
Oh, so good. There's so many good songs. And I also just like, obviously, The Hanging Tree and how it kind of developed into this anthem for change over time is so powerful. And I don't know, everything right now just feels so palpable and easy to like connect to where we are at right now in our world. So I love it all.
I agree.
I love that. Well, back to the Tomorrow's Barbecue. You're based here locally. What are your thoughts on Music Millennium Store? Are you a fan? What do you think of local music community and what it's like here?
I love the Portland music scene. I just think it's such a vibrant and beautiful place for music and art. And honestly, I wish more of the world knew about the talent that is in Portland. There's so many incredible artists here and such a diverse array of like musicians and genres and talent. And I just love getting to do stuff like this where it highlights a good portion of local music and musicians. And Music Millennium is such a staple of our community as far as like music stores go, and it's so iconic, so it's nice to be doing something with them. And they put my album out at their store, and officially it's in their store, which is really cool. It's kind of like the first physical store that I've sold my CD at, which is really cool. And my band's vinyl is there as well, and it's just so amazing how much they support local music, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think I might have to pick up the record. I don't know. Yeah. I was really impressed when I listened to the music. I was going to go there anyway for the barbecue, of course, to pick up the Ethel Kane, too. But
yes.
I love her, man. She's
good.
Great. Do you have any advice for any beginner artists and musicians trying to break through in the music industry?
Yeah, I would say just follow your bliss and whatever feels authentic to you. I think there's a lot of pressure to kind of do what other people are doing, or what gets the most views, or, you know, what is the most popular thing at the moment. And it can be really draining just trying to chase that in your career. And the truth is there's an audience for everything. So as long as you're doing what fulfills you and like makes you happy, there's going to be an audience for that and people that connect with that. So just follow your bliss.
I agree. I love authenticity generally. Yeah.
Okay, well, we know that you're getting a lot of attention right now as the lead singer of this new band with a guitarist from Rush. That band's called Envy of None. We want to play one of those songs now for one of for our listeners, if that is okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the new songs just out from a few months ago called Under the Stars. So let's take a little listen to that.
You're not
That was Under the Stars by Maya Wynn's band, Envy of None. It's great, great music. I love that new album. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with music artist Maya Wynn, and she'll be performing at the Music Millennium 32nd Annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue event tomorrow at 1 p.m. This is Summer Sound 2025. So back into the questions, Maya. How can people support your music? Do you have anything to promote with us? And is there anything else we would like to mention?
Yeah, I mean, mostly just streaming and listening to or buying my album that came out of the Dark, or my band's album, Stygian Waves, which is kind of challenging to spell. I think it's Stygianwavz. Who knows? Yeah. I think the way that we spelled it on the physical album is also different than how it's registered online. I don't know. We're being artistic.
I'm not going to yuck your guys' yum. Like, you guys added your artistic vision. Yeah.
Thank creative. You.
I appreciate that.
I love that. Super creative. Well, this last question we have here for you. It's a fun question. And this is where I say it gets, quote, political, because it's not real politics, but, ooh, quote, political. So we have a whiteboard up here. At the very bottom, for listeners who do or don't know, we have a tally system going for tacos or burritos. We have tacos in the lead with how many, Sydney?
It's like 17 points right now.
And burritos is at 7. So we would love to know, are you team tacos or team burritos?
Yeah, what do you think?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with tacos.
And see, you guys... Maya's just amazing.
You're like one of my favorite guests. Now you vote for tacos. Crazy.
Okay, but to be fair, like, every time I've ordered a burrito, it's bigger than my head. And it's like, how do I take a bite of this? Every time I order a burrito, it's bigger and bigger.
It's a nice filling meal.
It is very filling. Tacos are still, you know, better.
Okay, well... Yeah, well, that's a wrap on today's interview. Again, we've been joined by local indie artist Maya Wynn. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're very grateful to have you.
As mentioned, we've been speaking with music artist Maya Wynn. As a reminder, Maya will be performing at Music Millennium's 32nd Annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue tomorrow at 1. This is Summer Sound live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Thank you so much for listening. Next up, we have...
Come On
by Maya Wynn.
I better see some burritos boats next week.